This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Hey guys!
It's
happening! With
Snooki
and Joey.
Could I call me? May I call me in?
Alright, you guys. I had no idea that Joey went out last night, so it's going to be an episode. Look at him.
You know, oh, my headband.
Look. What is wrong with you? What did you do last night?
Nicole, I've never in my life, in my 25 years on this earth, I've never been more of a mess than I am today. This is
really?
This is a YouTube-flavored episode.
Well, welcome to the show, bitches. Happy Friday.
Can you come and show it, everyone?
Happy Friday. Joey has not slept yet. He went out last night, and we're going to hear the story because I have no idea what's going on.
Oh, my God, Nicole. Crusaders, welcome. I'd like to a moment of silence for my life. Oh, my God.
This is like old times, I feel. Do you Crusaders, like our OG Crusaders, remember back in the day we would always like do our show hungover and disgusting? And like talk about how we were messes the night before, or we used to do our shows drinking wine. We should get back to that.
I have wine right there. I'm looking at my coffee table right now. There is a bottle of Xanax, a bottle of rosé, an old cocktail, and a leash. Wiggles.
You had a party.
We had a party. Listen, Wiggles and I were locked out of our home. We had to sleep on the balcony last night because Billy fucking got drunk, passed out, fell asleep, locked me out of the bedroom. There was 900 candles going. He was on top of the covers, all the lights on. I was banging for my life. Wiggles and I could have died.
You don't have a key for your door?
No, the bedroom doesn't have a key. I don't live in fucking under a bridge with fucking trolls. I was like, I couldn't get in
there.
Yeah,
but if it locks, you should have a key to be able to get in.
No, this isn't weird. Narnia, bitch. I couldn't get in.
It's not Narnia, it's your apartment.
I know, but
you should have a key.
Can I say thank God to little blankets? Cause thank God I had this cozy blanket. Wiggles and I said sleep on the couch. Wiggles was terrified. Come here. First of all, he's never seen his mother intoxicated before. Have you ever seen mommy drink?
Oh yeah. Has Wiggles ever saw you like belligerent before?
No, this is the first time. And then I dragged him.
Does he still love you?
Look at him. No.
Oh yeah. See, that's what I love about animals. They don't judge you. They're not mad at you the next day.
They're not like,
oh, you're disgusting. They just give you loving care because they know that you were fucked up.
Well, I think he's mad at me. I think he is judging me.
No, I don't think so.
And then.
Wait, so where did you go?
Like, it was
what
a Wednesday.
Did you do last night? I know. Like, what the fuck did you do?
I had two glasses
of wine, and I did go to bed. So, last night was chill. I had to work all day yesterday. So, filming with the show. Oh. So, I was so annoyed. I was just annoyed about my whole day. It was, like, not easy. So, I got home, and I had a bottle of wine to myself. But I went to bed at, like, 3 a.m., like a responsible gal.
You should have called me. Billy and I, he brought his friend.
Me and Gianni were doing it, so.
Wait, you did butt stuff? Oh, sorry.
No, just regular stuff.
I went to, right across the street, there's a party we had to go to, and it happened to be right across the street from my house.
On a Wednesday?
It was like for some
pump
like.
Day?
It was like some television show thing, and it was like a networking fucking thing that Billy dragged me to. Billy's an influencer. So we got there, and I was like, this is fine, whatever. But so I live across the street, so I said, let's get out of here. So we went back to my house and dragged strangers home with us. Billy, like, knew these people. We dragged them home to my apartment. And, you know, I don't know. One thing led to another. I didn't eat a thing yesterday.
That's how you get yourself. Mm-hmm.
Well, I ordered.
It's awesome. So you feel skinny and you feel so great, but you black out in 2 seconds.
Yeah. So I just placed an order from McDonald's.
Why didn't you eat before?
Because the cleaning ladies were here all day, and they were like in the kitchen, in the room. So, and I had to run errands. I was doing Mr. Wizard work. I had to fix my dryer. I had to like go to Home Depot, and I had to go to the Crate and Barrel. I was doing errands so the ladies can have their space in here. And then I got home. the boy was here, and we had to get ready for this thing. So I had like no time to eat anything, which was fine.
Yeah, but in your head, did you know that you were going to get fucked up and like get drunk?
No. Oh, I thought I was going to have a fucking Aperol spritz and like, you know, come home and like watch like a spooky movie and cuddle on the couch. No, we were up
That's like a quick bite. Like you think you're just going out and having a couple drinks, but then you end up blacking out. And it's because you didn't eat. If you ate, you would have been fine.
Nicole, I think I'm missing a tooth.
Again?
Oh, no, that's a cracked tooth. I think my tooth is like feels like someone's trying to pull my tooth out of my mouth. We didn't go to bed till 8 a.m.
Well, at least you didn't lose your wallet, like me, or your phone. You didn't lose like your valuables, which is good because that's something I always do.
I smoked 2 packets of cigarettes, but then Billy.
Oh, do you feel like shit?
Bitch, I just
ordered. Did your lungs hurt?
Yeah, $80 worth of McDonald's. It's on the way, so I will be eating a snack wrap live on the air. We'll be doing a live snack wrap.
Well, you have to. You didn't eat shit yesterday, so it doesn't really count when you eat today. It doesn't count.
Yeah. Then I went on a goose chase. I disappeared. I went out like, you know, I'm going on an adventure. Billy and his His homegirl were on the balcony. They were like talking, like, you know, watching the balcony. I knew they were there, and I sneakily, like subconsciously, I was like, I'm going to slither out. I slithered out. I was gone for probably 2 hours. Billy, come over here. I went.
Did Billy call in sick today?
I'm pretty much naked.
Billy, you don't have work?
He did have work. He just
Billy called out sick.
Billy quit his job.
Stop. No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Stop.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are gonna be poor.
Well, that's where you come in, sister.
Get the fuck out of here.
I've been on an adventure to find cigarettes. Because you know what I did also, everyone?
Can you just Instacart them? Uber Eats?
No, it was 5 DoorDash. In the morning. You don't have that flavor. You can't do that. But then, so before that, I went on a wild goose chase in the closet. I love my future self because I always know there's going to be some hot mess shit in all my pockets. So I went through every single coat looking for old cigarettes and lasers like from weddings and like from all my coats and everything looking there. I didn't find cigarettes, but I did find the Wiggles harness I've been looking for 10 years. I found a mask card from
you
my mother.
You are a mess.
I found $35. I found all this shit in there, so I couldn't find the cigarettes. I was searching high and low all through old bags and the thing. I was determined, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to sneak out. And I knew I was doing something bad. I shouldn't have been wandering the streets. You know, we're big celebrities, so we can't just be wandering the streets nude. And so I had to walk to fucking Antarctica to find cigarettes because it was in the middle of the night and like nothing's open. So I had to
I'm
go
picturing to you like that rapper that was just caught walking the streets naked.
Oh,
like
Lil Nas X.
You're Lil Nas, bitch.
Yeah, but thank God I had clothes on. Barely. I had an espadrille on and like fucking gym shorts. I really think my tooth is going to fall out. It hurts.
Do you have any footage from the ring?
I don't have a ring. Like I live in the building now. Remember?
Oh, you don't have a ring on your door?
No, because I own the floor. I'm the only person that lives on the floor, so no one's going to see me.
I wish we had footage.
So I went wandering, found the cigarettes, but then it's like, you know, instead of like coming home like a normal person, like going on the balcony smoking cigarettes, I like smoked like 15 cigarettes wandering the streets, looping around just like.
People probably thought you were a crackhead.
Aimlessly. My doorman probably thought I was fucking literally on, I don't know.
Oh, he was totally judging you. You haven't did this in a while though.
I know.
You were due for one.
So I can't drink at the show on Friday.
Wait, you're not gonna drink at our show? I'm not going.
Girl, shut up, please. You know I'm gonna get turned.
Please. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We've all done it before, turning to our barista, our hairdresser, or a random stranger in the bathroom for life advice. I feel like Joey just did that last night. So as fun as they are to talk with about everyday topics, what we're going through, when you're looking for help about relationships, anxiety, depression, or other clinical issues, they may not have the right answers and advice. So instead, get guidance from a licensed therapist online with BetterHelp. So BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. A short questionnaire helps identify your needs and preferences, and their 10 plus years of experience and industry-leading match fulfillment rate. But if you aren't happy with your match, you can switch to a different therapist at any time.
That's exactly right, Spooky. And as the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. Find the one with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/snooki. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp. .com/snooki for 10% off your first month at BetterHelp. Get your head right, Mom.
I remember one time Joey tried to be sober at our show and I was so mad.
Did I?
Yeah, you were like hardly drinking.
Well, that was like, that was the day that my life got ripped away from me.
No, it was another time because you remember were you drinking
met,
that day.
Do you remember you met me and I was waiting there like a blind date and when you walked in I was like practicing my crying face.
When?
The day of our show when the trauma hit, when my life.
Oh my God! I thought you were gonna commit. I thought you were gonna end it.
Hey, how'd you get that Starbucks?
I went to Joey, I'm being responsible.
Why did you wake up? What did you do all day?
I went to Starbucks.
Are you a philanthropist? What's happening?
I went to Marshall's. I went to Burlington.
I saw you were in East Hanover gallivanting on Route 10.
I know. Why are you stalking me? So Giovanna's birthday's tomorrow, so I had to go and make her a basket and then get the last minute presents for her. She wanted to come home today with like a boo basket, so I did a boo basket for her, and then tomorrow she gets all of her birthday presents.
What's a boo basket?
So I had errands to run today. And then after this, I have to go and wrap them before I pick her up from school.
What is it, fucking Easter?
I have shit to do today.
You get what kind of basket did she get for her birthday?
She said, I want a Halloween basket, and then I want my presents. And I was like, okay, whatever.
What do you put in a boo basket?
So I got her UGG slippers. I got her a Halloween tumbler for school, a Halloween candle because she likes candles. Love her.
Oh, she's doing seances.
And like Halloween socks, like cute stuff. So I was at Marshall's, Burlington, and then I went to the dollar store to get balloons. And that was that. And you just woke up.
And she's having people over. What is she doing? Is it her sweet 13? How old is she?
No, she's 11. She's just going to have a couple girls sleep over. And I'm just going to be drinking wine outside watching them. So that's
what happens at an 11-year-old girl's party. Like, and, you know, when we were all our ages, I would like to say that we were wholesome at 11. I mean, we were doing seances and calling the dead. But what do they do? Do they like prank call boys? Do they like dress, do fashion shows? Like, what is going to go on?
No, I feel like she's still like a kid. So when she has girls over, they just do like cheer and they do dress up. They do like girl things still. They're not even thinking about boys yet. So,
are they freezing each other's bras like when someone falls asleep or putting their fingers in water to see who's going to pee the bed?
Oh, yeah. I don't think she does that yet. I definitely did that. We were bad. We were bad children.
Yeah.
We were trying. So I remember me and Frankie, we would always have sleepovers and we would go outside and get like the hay and we would smoke it and pretend it's cigarettes.
Do they do dares? Do they like fuck with you and like, you know, like, oh, let's go like hide under my mom's bed and scream at her? Or like, do they do like sneaky stuff?
No, they want nothing to do with me. And I'm so excited for our show next week, you guys. It's Friday, the October 3rd at MGM in Springfield, Massachusetts.
There was a glitch in the system.
Who?
There was a glitch in the system.
So there's a glitch in the system.
Me and Nicole thought we were Beyonce. We thought we were Adele.
We look at our ticket sales and there's no seats left. And I'm like, Joey, there's no fucking way from like 20 minutes ago to now that we just randomly sold out. So there's definitely, let me look now. There's
I think the fire marshal stepped in. No one's. They definitely had a leak on the ceiling and they had to like close all the seats down.
I don't know what happened, but there is tickets left. There is tickets left that you guys can go and you can make it a trip. It's not like you have to like go here and go home. It's at a casino. So you can literally book a room.
Gamble your life away.
Literally go there Saturday afternoon, get lunch, have fun, pregame, and then go to our show at 11 or at 11 at 8 o'clock. And then you just gamble and you sleep there. It's literally a girl's night.
And Spooky, I would like to do a redaction from last week's telecast. We said that we were like, oh, we don't have the meet and greet. We don't know how to, you know, we don't know how things works around here. But we do have a meet and greet. We couldn't fight.
I guess we do have meet and greets, but the meet and greets are sold out.
No, We have 75.
We had no idea.
75 lucky ladies get to touch Spooky and I right in the face.
Lucky ladies.
So there isn't.
And I saw some questions about, like, because we posted.
Oh, we have all those things here to answer.
Well, yeah, but we got questions about people who did purchase, and they're like, "Do you guys sign stuff? Can we give you presents?" Yes, yes, everything, all of it. We love presents. We'll sign whatever. We'll do all the pictures, obviously. So yes, we're fun and easy.
Spooky, what is the and all of your career, your illustrious career, what was the wildest thing a fan made you sign?
I don't know. I did a couple tattoos before. So they were like, sign my arm, because then tomorrow I'm going to go get a tattoo. So I think I did like 4 of those.
That must feel nice. I would be stressed out by that.
Well, I make sure it's like pretty. And then if it's not pretty, I'm like, ugh, erase it.
That's nice. I think for me, I mean, I think I signed an ass cheek, I'm sure, and titties.
Oh, yeah. Always sign in the boobs.
Yeah.
Yes, queen.
If you can get an autograph from someone, who would it be and where would you have them sign it?
Jessica Simpson, my boobs.
That's a good idea.
Mm.
That's a real good idea. I would want Rob Gronkowski, but I want him to sign my asshole with his tongue.
All right, so I'm assuming you don't have any celeb gossip to talk
about. Yes, I do. I do.
Mess.
I have gossip. Kim Kardashian was in the town yesterday. She was around the corner from me. She
did you hang out with her as well?
No, she was sitting outside in a director's chair. It was very strange. And then all her her culty fucking models were on the steps doing like dance like.
Oh, for Skims.
Yeah, and they were like doing these fucking weird moves. It's for Nike and Skims. I thought it was like the OA. I thought they were trying to put away evil spirits. It was very cryptic and very cult like, which I don't mind, but you know. I just didn't understand what was going on. I was not.
How do we get on the Skims PR list?
Exactly. Everyone else and their mother gets it. I only wear Skims underwear.
I don't get anything.
They're the best. Remember, I bought you a Skims robe for Christmas when they first came out 10 years ago.
It's so cozy.
Did you? I love the Skims underwear.
They have really soft like underwear and stuff.
Such good stuff, and they send it to people all the time.
I know. So Skims, everyone tag Skims and say, put Snoopy and Joey on the PR list because what the hell. We don't get anything.
Spooky and I were in the press this week. Our hot button topic from last week's episode, when we were talking about burning my Rachel Zoe blanket, hit the airwaves. Page 6 picked it up, and now Rachel Zoe texts Snooki and said, "You, what did she say? She said you trashy fucking bitch. I still won't fucking dress you. You fucking gremlin twat mouth."
She said, "Say my fucking name again."
She goes, "Keep your name out your fucking mouth."
Stop.
Can you imagine?
No.
Now, Spooky, I do understand why we're wearing these sunglasses. I mean, I'm not making this a regular thing, but these are prescriptions, so I can see you. What are you putting on? What is that? YSL? Are you rich?
I love these.
I bought you that.
Not this one, but you got me onto it.
Oh. Where's my snack wrap?
Okay, I have to talk about my obsession with Revolve because honestly, it's my go-to style destination recently. I love that it works for every moment in my life, whether I'm just running errands like I always do, or planning a date night with Gianni, or showing up at an event where I want to feel extra glam, and Revolve always comes through. So the shopping experience on Revolve.com makes it so easy with the latest, most sought-after trends from top brands. I love that they give me curated edits for every occasion so I don't get stuck scrolling forever on the website. And plus, the recommended for you list always feels spot on for my style. With over 1,200 brands and 100,000 styles, it's basically impossible not to find something that feels just right. Everything is authentic and high quality, and new arrivals drop daily. And they have inclusive sizing from extra, extra small to 4X, which everybody appreciates.
I'm a 4X. It's fancy there. They have the best. That's every cool girl you see online on Instagram or whatever. They're all shopping at Revolve. They're like, oh, this is my outfit from Revolve. Outfit of the day. I got this from Revolve. This from Revolve. All the cool girls are there. They have high fashion. They have like all different prices, all different things, like from affordable to something really high end. And it's like literally
It's the hot spot for fashions.
Their customer service is amazing. It's fast. They have free shipping and returns. So there's literally no stress. Revolve makes fashion feel fun and effortless. And that's why me and Joey are always shopping.
That's right. Whether it's a weekend away, a big night out, or just a little style refresh, your dream wardrobe is just one click away. Head to revolve.com/snooki and shop her edit at 15% off your first order with code Snooki. Fast two-day shipping, easy returns. It's literally the only place you need to shop from. That's revolve.com/snooki to shop her favorites and get 15% off your first order with code Snooki. Offer ends October 10th, so happy shopping, girl. Did you watch the Emmys? Our favorite shows didn't win anything. Do you know that White Lotus didn't win a thing?
Rude. What about Severance?
Severance won. I mean,
I was at the Severance building yesterday.
How?
It's in Holmdel. I had no fucking idea.
You went there?
So I had to go down the shore. I had to go to Angelina's and Jenny's. We were like, you know, doing some scenes yesterday for the show. And I totally forgot to like fully charge my car because I have an electric car now. So it wasn't fully charged. So driving all the way there, by the time I like got to the first spot, I was already at 20%. And I'm like, I'm not going to make it for the rest of the day. So I went in my phone and I was like, where is the nearest charging station? And it was at the freaking building where Severance is filmed. And I went there and I charged.
How did you know it was the place? You recognized it?
Because right when I pulled up, you see that big thing, the big white thing.
Yeah.
And then the building. And I'm like, holy fuck, I'm at Severance right now.
And so you sit in the parking lot.
So how cool. I had no idea it was in Holmdel, New Jersey.
That's where it is. And so you just sit there. You just sit there, and do you just sit in the car?
Well, yeah, I didn't end up staying long because it was like a slow charger. So I went to another place. But yeah, it was very cool.
Helly R won an award for her performance.
I saw that, and she wrote on the paper.
Yeah, on her acceptance speech paper, she's reading it. On the back, it says, get me out of here.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I saw.
Did I tell you that I'm going to Europe?
When?
In November.
Are you?
Billy's going on an adventure, and I'm going to meet him in France. Billy's going on an adventure for 2 months. He's moving to Europe for 2 months.
How are you going to afford going to Europe?
That's where you come in. I need to.
No, bitch.
No, I used points. I have so many Amex points, and guess how much my flight was, to Paris.
You already booked it?
Yeah.
When are you going?
November 23rd.
my birthday?
One way, I got it for $5.97.
Oh, damn.
I transferred
points.
You know
class?
Yeah, but you know how you can transfer? You can transfer your Amex points to your Delta points. And it made one big point. It made one big section of points, like all these points.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. You can take your night. But the thing is, your credit card is your airline credit card.
Yeah, but I have Amex too.
You do? You do?
You do?
You do?
You guys are disgusting.
Then that's Paris and Maria.
He's hot so messes.
Say hi to Billy. She said she's mad at you and she's not speaking to you. And other news, Spooky and I finally, after a year of planning, finally locked down our ladies' trip, and it just keeps getting better and better and better. We locked down our spooky fall trip.
Thank God.
We're going to go. Spooky, thank you for finding the house. She found us a kiki house.
And yeah, we got a cute house, and we already planned a winery tour. We're doing dinner in a barn. So it's like farm to table, like fresh fucking food. And then we're going to do a ghosty tour.
Oh, right.
I can't wait.
I'm going to cook and we're going to watch. Our friend Kirsten got us matching spooky pajamas. So we're going to be wearing ghosty pajamas. And I'm going to cook the first night. And then we're going to do.
I want to watch Buffy and the Craft.
I want to do a seance. Should you light as a feather stiff is where we always do it. And no one ever elevates, though.
No, it works. It definitely works.
Is Steph the skinniest? We'll have to put her down the floor.
No, yeah. Steph's going to fly in the air.
There's gonna be a bonfire. We're gonna make a bonfire. Is there a fire outside? I'm sure there is.
No, I don't think there was. I think there was just a pool.
We'll set one in the bushes.
A bar. So we recommend all you ladies to book
all your ladies pop yo
away for a spooky fall getaway with your girlfriends.
Did you watch Dancing with the Stars? I did.
Yes.
I recorded it and I was able to fast forward through the people. I don't care. The only people I care about watching was the Robert Irwin. I love him.
He's handsome.
Oh my God, I was going to say, if me and Billy weren't together, I'd be going down under. Okay. I'll tell you that much. I would get right down that little, them little crocodile coolies. I watched him. I watched the Alex Earl. I didn't see Hilaria Baldwin because I don't speak the language.
Oh, she was in the bottom three, by the way.
Oh, good. I can't stand her.
She
almost got
voted off. Nobody likes her.
Because she thinks she's ballroom Betty. And it's like, bitch, everyone can do
the
cha-cha.
Well, I mean, she was a professional dancer, so.
In Morocco? Where is she from? Spain?
She grew up in Boston.
I know.
Wait, so what's going viral is there. So after Dancing with the Stars, they do like a press line. And she was doing a press line and her accent kept switching to like regular.
They call it
to
code
like
switching.
Right, regular to like Spanglish.
A Spanglish
and,
flavor.
And you see her partner like rolling his eyes. It's going viral.
Oh my God. I saw, who else? I watched, Jake Shane showed up to cheer on the Alex Earl.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was nice.
The gymnast Jordan for me was the favorite dance of the night.
She was good.
Oh my God. Jordan Ezra.
She got so many points.
They're amazing and they're young and they're athletic and beautiful. And I wasn't impressed with their first dance. I was like, that's all right. But I knew like she was going to be a good dancer because she's an Olympic gymnast.
Topanga is not in it. She's not present. She's not putting her all in. I think she's got good potential, but she literally was
maybe
like,
she's nervous.
I don't know. I just feel like she was like there, like doing it, but it's like, you know, not that she was messing up. I'm not saying, I never say she messed up. I could just tell like she didn't have the same drive as I thought she was. So I thought I was expecting more from her.
I thought she was sexy this week.
Did you do One Hit Wonder, day over there? That's the name of the game.
No, I don't think they had that, but the lady did Oh Mickey, You're So Fine.
Yeah,
the cheerleading dance.
Yeah, yeah.
Me and Sasha did that dance.
I knew that. I recognized
that.
Yeah,
I was like, wait a minute. And me and Sasha dressed as cheerleaders and we did Oh Mickey, You're So Fine dance, and some of the choreography looked like our dance. Not hating.
Can we sue?
They did great, but I'm like, this is me and Sasha's dance.
That's, I saw that. I remember the kick, the leg kicks they did. Like
there was a lot of similar steps. I texted Sasha. I'm like, did you do this choreography for him? Like, this is our dance.
McDonald's is here. Another thing I'm pissed about was, I know it wasn't a long time ago, but it still never stopped hurting, that you invited Stephanie to Dancing with the Stars to watch you in the audience, and I never got invited.
Oh, whatever.
I'm going to bring it up to her. I'm going to pick a fight on vacation.
Yeah, you guys should fight. Like, I'm the number one.
And then who else did I see? You know, all the like, older men, the people I don't know. Like, I don't really care. It's not a lot. 9 times out of 10, I don't know who the celebrity is. Like, they're all so glamorous. It's like, I don't know who's who. Like, which one is supposed to be the famous lady?
Yeah, but I think this year's cast, like, everyone is just so good. So the competition is amazing.
The competition is fierce.
So now a quick message from today's sponsor, the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. So you know your pet is a part of the family, our babies. You do pretty much anything for them, right? But those vet bills, mamas, yeah, they can add up quicker than you'd think. That's why it's worth checking out ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. Pet insurance can help manage the vet bills so you can focus on what really matters, making sure your pet gets the care they need when they need it. Oh, and there's a little bonus. There's a perk for enrolling. When you enroll in an ASPCA health insurance plan, you could get a $25 Amazon gift card. It's a little treat for you while you're doing something great for your pet. The program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier to get your pet the care they may need.
That's right, girls. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/snooki. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/snooki. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit aspcapetinsurance.com/Amazon terms for more info.
This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, and it does not engage in the business of insurance.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Who did I vote for? So I vote for different people each week.
You call in?
No, I do the texting. I voted for Jordan and Robert Irwin. And who else? Oh, and Topanga.
Oh, you can vote more than one. Can I have my Diet Coke, please?
I think so. Yeah, I tried. But you only get like 10 votes. Are we sponsored by McDonald's?
Bitch.
That probably smells so good.
Wait, I wish you were here.
All right, while you dive in,
I'm not going to eat in public.
I'm going to start the fan questions because
oh, you have them on
to...
your phone. Are you a professional journalist? How'd you get them?
It's in our text, in our group text every.
But you knew how to do that. I'm surprised.
You just hit it in the voicemails. And the
wait, Nicole, can I say thank you really quickly?
Oh God!
One of your fallen sisters, I'm so happy that you're taking charge. I feel like like you're a dominatrix.
Okay, so we're going to do texts today. We'll save the voicemails for next week. But you guys can text a story to us or advice or whatever to 646-580-5251. And we have a million, so I'm going to pick a couple. Hey, Sookie and Joey, my name is Enrique from Nashville. Love the show. I'm probably your only straight listener. Sorry, Joey. Wow, we have a male straight listener.
He probably has crushes
on us. That's crazy to me. I love that. Thank you. We check all the boxes, see? I recently found out that my ex is getting married. I don't know how I feel about it. I'm over her, but I still feel some type of way. I don't have feelings for her, but I'm not sure how I feel about her moving on and getting engaged so quickly, and I'm still here looking for my person. Any advice on how to get officially over this hoe? Love you guys and keep slaying. Give a huge shout out to my niece, Alexa. Hey, Alexa.
Alexa.
She's starting college and needs some advice on hoeing out. Alexa, you got this. You're doing great, sweetie.
But I feel that.
Joey,
I mean,
Joey,
like,
I feel like this would be a you problem.
Yeah, the thing is with that, it's nothing. I think you're looking for to blame yourself and like make her moving on and getting married like something like to hurt you. And you got to, I know you, even though you are happy for her, you're trying to make it about yourself. You didn't want to marry her. You know what I mean? If you wanted to marry, you would have married her. You weren't the right person. But I can understand like, you know, that you would, how you'd feel that way. But at the same time, as I think you should, I would be like, want to be happy for them and know that almost like.
Well, I think you're mad because you don't have your person. You didn't find someone yet. And like, she's happy and she found someone. So you're annoyed. I think if you found your person and you knew you were going to marry this person, it wouldn't bother you.
But also, was it a situation where it was like shit or get off the pot? Like you and her were dating forever and like she wanted to get married and you weren't ready. And she said, I'm getting married. I don't care if it's you or who it is. And then stepped away and like went and found someone. And then that's when I would kick myself in the ass, Enrique, if it was like you had the chance to marry her and you were slacking and then didn't do it. But I would wish
you
well.
Yeah, but you don't have feelings for her and you're over her. I would just block her on all social media, all of her friends. Like, you don't want to see any of that shit. And then that's it. You move on.
I would show up at the wedding and say, I object.
Yeah. Be like, I don't want you, but no, this isn't happening. You'll be fine. You'll find your person. Okay, next one. This is a caller from the city. Hey, Sooks and Joey. Am I dating a gay man? When we first met, I thought we were just friends, but then he started talking to me. Then he started taking me to lovely dates and giving me so much attention. Although we have a strong connection and the sex is really good, I'm starting to get signs that he may be in denial with his sexuality. He shamelessly flirts with his gay roommate and can go on and on about how hot a guy is, but he still claims that he's not interested in men in a sexual way. So what do you guys think? Is he gay or just really open and free-minded?
Bitch, if the sex is good, he's not fucking gay. I don't care how much I'm trying to pretend I'm straight. I'm not gonna be able to give good sex to someone I'm not attracted to. He ain't gay. I think he's a narcissist.
He could be bi though, maybe interested.
I think he could be. I think he likes the shock factor more about if he's flirting openly with his gay roommate and he likes the attention, I think he's just like, he likes the attention, and I think he's just comfortable with his sexuality, and he likes, you know, if it makes him feel good to like be flirty and be lusted after. I think he's more like he's just like a narcissist, and he just likes the attention. If he wanted to suck dick, he'd go get suck some dick. I mean, I think he would have done it by now. It's 2021. People, you know, it's the millennial. I think he would do it. And yeah, back to what I said, if he's laying a pipe, I mean, I'm an actress in Hollywood. I can't even perform that.
Okay, so any advice for her?
Oh, yeah. I think you have a lovely relationship. And I mean, if you're really doubting it, I would just openly say, like, bitch, do you suck dick? And if so, can
I
have
some? Yeah,
I would
just be like, I would be like, do you think you're gay or like bi?
It's fine. Just keep, but yeah, you know, do what you gotta do. But let's be honest with ourselves, Mama, Miss Thing.
All right, we're gonna do one more.
That's it.
And well, yeah, bitch, I have to go get ready for Giovanna's birthday, and I have to pick her up in an hour. I got, and you're fucking hungover. You're useless.
Wait, my tooth might fall out. Do you have any glue?
So go to the dentist. Okay, our last question. Someone from New Jersey. Hey, mamas, huge fan of you both. All right, let's get right to it. Today's my birthday. Happy birthday, bitch. And my ex, who ended things last spring and ghosted me, texted me for my birthday and didn't last year, by the way, and had the audacity to say, love always. I responded a dry thanks, but then my newly single friend saw that this same ex swiped message her on Hinge last month saying, are you single now? And hope you and everyone have been good. My friend went off, but I can't help but feel stupid responding. Should I double back and go off on him, leave it alone, or option C, kill him? Any thoughts? Please help. Love you.
Okay, my thought right off the bat, he skipped 1 year. He skipped a birthday. Like, they broke up. He didn't say happy birthday the first year. Then the next year,
he randomly just said happy birthday. And then he messaged her friend on Hinge saying, are you single?
Well, I mean, that's annoying.
He's a creep.
I mean, yeah, that's no. He obviously has an ulterior motive about it. I mean, who cares? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, no, don't do anything. Don't put any energy into it. Fuck it. I mean,
yeah, don't. And if your friend is gonna love the attention,
not for nothing, but your friend, if she entertains, I mean, I'm sure she's not entertaining because she called you.
No,
and
she
told
did
you
it.
About
she,
it.
She the friend told her about it and went off on him.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I think that
her friend is a good friend.
Her friend is a good friend, and like you know uh-huh. that it's girl code. You don't hook up. I don't care if it's 10 years, like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's freaking weird.
But I don't put any energy into it. If I could say thanks for
block
the birthday
his
message,
number.
He's obviously trying to get a rise out of you because he's coming back into your life because he's bored with his life and he's just gonna he's
clearly
feeling like
he's not hooking
his,
up with anybody. He can't get anybody,
and he
so
wants
he's circling
to get
back.
A rise out of you. So that's why he said the happy birthday, and that's why he texted your friend. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to like get attention from you and give you bad jujus. Yeah. I would do.
He sounds like a loser.
I would do a snurp seance. I would do an exorcism on your snurp and get the.
I would
bad
block
jujus
his number.
Yeah.
All right, Crusaders, Joey's going to go binge eat and be hungover for the rest of the day. And I have to go get ready for Gigi, Sissy, turning 11 tomorrow. So homework for all of you. Go and get your tickets in Massachusetts for our show next Friday. Springfield, MGM. Get on Ticketmaster. There are a few tickets left. I don't know about this. It still says there's a lot of tickets sold, so I don't know.
And thank you for all our suggestions. We did find a mode of transportation. Spooky Books is a luxury liner.
So I tried to get me and Joey a flight because the car ride from my house to there is like 3 hours. And, I just...
You can't be in a car
for
more than 2 hours.
It makes me feel icky, like sitting in a car for 3 fucking hours. Like, I'd rather just take my eyeballs out. Like, I can't. Like, I just get car sick and annoyed, and I can't. So I tried to book a flight, but a flight to get there, there's a stop in between, and the flight's like 5 hours. And I'm like,
it only takes
45
minutes in the air.
It's so stupid. So I told Joey to find us a Sprinter to where we can like lay down, relax, and there's a TV in there so we can like watch a movie. So that's how we're getting there, a Sprinter.
I'm going to gamble my life away.
So yeah, we are very excited for our show next weekend. We cannot wait to see you guys. And yeah, we'll talk to you next week. And by next week, when our show comes out on Friday, we're already going to be there. So
on the
everybody
road.
Get your tickets now. Okay. Thank you.
We're hitting the ground running. And also, I've been a second wind. I haven't even been advertising it, but the cameos have been rolling in. I still have like seven I have to do right now. I think the Lord knew that I needed reinforcements because I have to go to Paris. And they've been booking up. So if you want to book me for any, or book me, or Spooky, for a personalized message, go to cameo.com/Kodakolmian and find our names there.
And book that. Queens.
Well, tell Ceci I said happy birthday.
Yes.
Crusaders, if you're coming to the show, you do need to bring presents. Because if you don't bring me something at the meet and greet, I will throw you off the stage.
Yeah, so
I'll
bring
take
presents.
Monetary,
thank
I'll take
you.
Monetary things. And anything that you give to Snooki, just know I'm going to take it from her. She's not getting any gifts. She has enough things.
So no.
Make sure.
No, if I want it, I'm keeping it.
Okay, and also bring presents for my dog if you, because Twiggles needs presents too.
All right, we love you, bitches. See you next
week. Yeah, chin up,
weekend.
Panties down. Everything will be just fine. And stay classy, Sandy.
Yeah, don't do what Joey did. Bye.
It's happening.